بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال تبارك وتعالى قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العظيم. Beloved elders and dear brothers, just in Salah we experience load shedding. For those few moments or few minutes, the reality is that our salah was most closest to the salah of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how the salah was every day. There were no lamps, there were no lights in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The lighting and the brightness of the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam were the musallis. Were the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Tamim Adari radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the ninth year of Hijri, Tamim Adari radiallahu anhu was the first Sahabi to light a lamp in Masjid al-Nabwi. For 9 long years there was no lights at all in Masjid al-Nabwi. But the amal of the Masjid was carrying on via the musallis of the Masjid. That was the beauty, the zina, the decoration. That was the AC and the carpeting and everything of the Masjid was the musallis. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in His fazal and karam, for a few moments we experience the load shedding, we should feel, Ya Allah, we thank You, at least there was some mushabaha, some resemblance of Masjid al-Nabwi and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So we should not take it to be as a burden. Sometimes we are taken back in time and our progress is going back to Madinatul Munawwara. The progress of our Muslim is not going ahead in technology and science. That is a ni'mat of Allah. Allah gives us, we'll use it. But the real progress of a Muslim in his life is to go back in time to the threshold of Nubuwwah, to the akhlaq, the amal, the life, the sunnah, the uswat hasana of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That life of a person who has a sunnah has become most valuable in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu salam came into this world and was sent to us to hold every single person's hand and show him the way to Jannah. Allah has made us abnaul akhirah. We are sons of Akhirat. Ad-dunya mal'oonun. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, everything in dunya is accursed. In Sharia, when you say something is accursed, it means that it has been distanced and removed out of the rahmat and mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, every single thing in dunya has been accursed. Illa alimun, except that person who's a seeker, who's an alim, who has a knowledge of deen, he's in the rahmat of Allah. أو متعلمون, or a person who is seeking the knowledge of deen. Among the niyyat intentions we make for when we come to the house of Allah is to seek knowledge. We make that intention, Ya Allah, I'm coming to the house of Allah to sit in ta'alim, to sit in a majlis, to sit in a program, to go for gush, to go out in the path of Allah, and coming to seek knowledge. A person now will dive into the rahmat of Allah. And the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all those things attached to the dhikr of Allah are all in the rahmat and mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Besides that, everything else is accursed. Allah ta'ala keep us in these avenues where we draw the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now what we are going through in the world, what we have been through, we are going through, we see the dunya is full of problems. Full of problems. And our deen is full of solutions. In our deen there is no problems. Allah has given us a pure and complete, the most beautiful deen that has the solution to every problem. And to show us that solution, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu through His Rahmat, Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, send Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam to give us the solution to every problem. But because the mind, the social media, the atmosphere, the environment around us, is bombarding the heart and the mind all the time. Problem, problem, a third wave, a vaccine, and everything else. So the heart has accepted it. And 95% we think problem and 5% solution. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us 110% solution to all our problems. And where's the solution? Where are the solutions we are talking about? Deen is such a beautiful way of life. Ulama explain our deen is not a religion. When you speak about religion in the world nowadays, religion is confined to a certain place or time. Certain venue or certain time. That is religion. We have the Sabbath where the Jews celebrate, oh, every on a Saturday, where they have the rituals and the restrictions. So once in a week now, they will have the Sabbath. That's their religion. Beyond that, then they are free. Then you have Yomul Ahad, the Sunday, where they have made a holiday. Where the Christians have their day to go to the church, and beyond that we are free. The Muslim doesn't have only a Friday. Every day he's a Muslim. His entire life is deen. His entire life, ad-dunya sijnul mu'min. His only life is a prison for him. He wants to get out of here. He's not making dua to remain in dunya. If he makes dua, ya Allah, give me a longer life in the service of deen. Otherwise my life is of no value. Ya Allah, give me a longer life in your ibadat, in your obedience. Or there is no value to my life. Allah has given us His life to worship and to show servitude to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So our deen Islam is not a religion confined to one night in a month, or one month in a year, the month of Ramadan, or just a Yomul Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah in the week. But we have the most beautiful example in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he showed us that every second, every moment, every breath of your life belongs to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah is the one that made you, created you, engineered you, they called you architecture, it is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah made you from head to toe and everything inside and outside. This worldly life has been given to you to recognize Allah Jalla Jalaluhu before you meet Allah. We can imagine a person now, Allah save us, but Mashayikh say, that what will happen to that person who never had this thought in his heart, in his mind, that Allah has given me this worldly life to make an effort to recognize and to know who He is. That's why my life has been given to me. What is a person never even thought about it? Ya Allah, why am I here right now? And which way should I be making an effort, Ya Allah, to recognize You, to know You, who You are? To recognize You and know who You are. In the Quran Sharif, ulama explain, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in Quran, Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. Ya Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in different words of Quran, different ayat, Allah uses huwa, O Allahu alladhi, Allahu alladhi, Allahu nur as-samawati wal ard. All these ayat we have starting with the name of Allah, oh, Huwa Allah, He is Allah. You see, the creator of this creation is inviting the creation that come and recognize who I am. I have done all this for you. I have done all this for you, but you don't take out the time to even think about me. Or think who I am. What am I doing for you? Where you came from? The little child or the unborn child in the mother's womb. Myself, yourself, every single human being. In the womb of the mother. It is only the direct hand, qudrat, power, will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that created every one of us. The designing of the eyes was done by Allah. The designing of the mouth was done by Allah. The designing of the ears, where the ears will be placed and how it will look, was designed by Allah Himself. The placing of the heart, the entire, so to say, the plumbing of the insan and human being, done by Allah Himself. The wiring of the brain, person is so intelligent, the entire wiring of the brain done by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah did everything Himself with this, that this human being will go into this world and not forget me. He will not forget me. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ Allah Ta'ala says, look within yourself. Who made you? Who's still doing everything for you? The most insan will do is lift the morsel up and put into his mouth. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Aram karo. Then go and relax now. I will take care of everything within your body. And when you have to relieve yourself also, you don't have to put an alarm on. I will put on the alarm for you. And how to relieve yourself, I will release it for you. But insan, you just don't forget me. Don't forget me. Make the effort to recognize me and become close to me, as close as possible. So when you go into the qabr and the question will be asked, Mar Rabbuk, who is the one that nurtured you, nourished you, took care of you, created you, did everything for you? And now the heart will speak. Now the heart will speak. They say, should not be like a person is going on a long journey and now he goes to purchase a CD and on there he has written Juz Amma. This is 30th Sipara, Sheikh Mahir Mu'aqiri, Sheikh so and so, one of his best readers, so he buys it. And he says, now this CD will last me for the entire journey. I can learn all my surahs as I'm driving. It's a beautiful cover on the CD. The Haram Sharif is there. So he purchases, he puts it into the CD as he starts his journey. He puts it into the audio player. But there's nothing playing, it's blank. Outwardly, the CD shows everything. Tityat para, the reader so and so. But something wrong with the CD is blank. Ulama say, should not be that outwardly I look like I have my iman intact, but I haven't made the effort to recognize my Allah. Should not be when I go into the qabr, the CD of the heart now is blank. Now it's not playing anything. When a person is being asked, so the effort of the soul, my dear brothers, is all these solutions Allah Ta'ala has given us in deen for us to understand the solutions. To learn our deen, Allah has given us solution to every single thing. And Allah has pre-warned us also, there will be trials and tribulations in your life. So don't flare up. But how come it happened? What happened? How come we lost him? Or she passed away? Or my business went? Or there was some fluctuation? Or there was lockdown? Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Definitely we will test you. It will be the demand of your iman to show at that time now, what will you say? What will you utter? Will you say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ? Or will you attribute every difficulty to everyone besides Allah? Allah says, all these will happen. Don't flare up. Don't get excited. Be composed. And know who your creator is. Understand the unseen system of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah has all the solutions in place, but on these solutions there are locks. We've got to unlock them, all these solutions. We have to unlock them. A person wants something in dunya also, he has to make an effort for it. He has to unlock that avenue. Whether he wants a degree, become an alim, become a doctor, become an engineer, he has to unlock those avenues and make an effort. Person has a shop, he has a safe, he has a lock. There's something valuable behind it. It's not cheap. He has to make an effort for it. In the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma aftah aqfala qulubina bidhikrik. Oh Allah, open. Allahumma aftah, oh Allah, open aqfal, the locks of our hearts, by means of your dhikr and remembrance. Commentators say, from here we can understand this dua, that Allah has put locks upon the hearts of humans. They are locks. With the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the more dhikr we will make, immerse ourselves in the remembrance of Allah, in the recognition of Allah, what we have been sent for. And the avenues of the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the locks of the heart will open. And what's within the hearts? They are ma'adin, they are mines. Not of gold and silver, but mines of the ma'rifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah, who my Allah is. Through my salah, what will I get? Through dhikr, what will I get? Allah has a whole treasury by Him. There's locks upon it. How to unlock one warehouse, treasury of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah has given us keys. And all these keys are found in deen and sharia. But humanity at large are looking for solutions elsewhere. Where Allah hasn't kept the key. But we're looking in the dark, hoping to find the key before maut. And before we know it, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. When mortal will pounce upon the person, he will say, oh my Rabb, return me. لَأَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتِ. Ya Allah, I left behind one good deed, I just want to cover it up. I just want to cover it up. Allah will say, كَلَّا. Urdu, he said, هَرْجِزْ نَهِ. Never, there's no returning. You had the chance to invest as much as you can in this worldly life or your akhirat. الدُّنْيَا مَزْرَعَةُ الْآخِرَةِ. Dunya is a mazra, is a farm, is a kirti, cultivating field for your akhirat. How much am I going to do here in the night of Mi'raj? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. He said, give salams to your ummah. We should reply, wa alayka wa alayhi salam. Give salams to your ummah and tell them that Jannah is a barren land. There's nothing there. They have to plant the seeds with the dhikr. وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. They'll have to open up the doors of Jannah. But there's only one time opportunity in a life is right now. We have got to give everything. Allah has given us another Ramadan soon to come. May Allah give us the month of Ramadan. We receive in good health. You know, last year, what had happened? The heart cries, Ya Allah, give us another Ramadan. Balighna Ramadan. So how to now put our foot on the accelerator? Ya Allah, we're coming into the month of Ramadan. One farz times 70. One nafil times one farz, the reward. Allah is prepared to give and multiply it. And finally, the ultimate aim. The ultimate aim is, Ya Allah, we want a one-way ticket to Jannah, al-Firdaus. No via route via Jahannam. We want a one-way ticket. Ya Allah, we want Jannah in dunya and Jannah in akhirat. But how to get a Jannati life? A Jannati life, a Jannati wife, Jannati children, a Jannati home. And everything becomes Jannat in this world. Yes, trials and tribulations will come, but it will not affect the heart. My heart is my Allah. I know this will come. Now it's pushing me more and higher to my Creator. It won't pull me away. Ya ulama, explain, how do I know that this certain situation of mine, some trial, tribulation, that has come upon me, Ya Allah, is it a test from you? Or is it now an adab and punishment from you? Ulama explain, when that test comes to a person, the trial, tribulation, whether it be accident, somebody ill in the family, loss of a family, or the business, or the car, or the property, whatever it may be, at that moment, when we hear the news, it's happening right now, and the heart goes running to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah says, you have passed the test of flying colors. It wasn't azab, it was a test because it brought you closer to me. But if it knocks at that time and he comes down crunching on him, something happens to the vehicle, to the car, he gets a phone call that your son was driving and somebody knocked into him, a brand new car, and he comes in his heart, even that inkling, which is not right to say, but he says, Allah shukr, I'm insured. Na'uzu billah. That I have somebody besides Allah to cover my back. Allah says, go. Allah says, go. How much further are you going to go away from me? And cushion yourself to the right and to the left and to the back and to the front. How many airbags are you going to put? It's all in my control. That was not a test, it was a punishment for you. Then, oh my banda, wake up. When are you going to come back to me? When are you going to come back to me? Because I designed you, I made you. Your decor, your engineering of your entire brain and body was done by me. And now your hands were given by me, your feet were given, your brain, and are using everything against me. How far are you going to run away from me? The month of Ramadan is coming for us to turn our direction away. And now run towards the month of Ramadan. And the Hadith Sharif says so beautifully, that when my slave comes to me running, when my son comes to me, my slave comes to me walking, أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَةً. Allah says, I come to him sprinting. Allah is free of any walking and sprinting. But they say, when insan will now change his direction away from dunya and towards akhirat and towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I want you. Ya Allah, I cannot live without you. I need you. And he makes his intention in his life. And everything else around him is just the ocean. He's the ship. His body is the ship. And within the ship is the heart of iman. His iman is in there. And he is the captain of the ship. As long as he's sailing upon the water, and the water doesn't come in of dunya, that ship will reach his destination safely. But if he lets inside the dunya to come into the ship, the water does come in, and slowly he will sink. We have our hearts, we have our bodies. Dunya is around us. It's for us to swim safely across the dunya to get to the shore of Allah's muhabbat and love. Before we reach Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. When he will walk towards Allah, Allah says, I will embrace him with my rahmat and my mercy. And when I will pull him towards me, ulama calls this sifat jadb. When Allah will pull a person, we are unable to reach Allah. Allah is wara al-wara. It's beyond our comprehension. But when you will take the first step towards the masjid, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make that azam and determination that from today on, may Allah, not one salah I will leave in my life. Not one salah from my mouth, Ya Allah, I will leave. And he makes a determination to walk towards Allah, then when Allah will pull him, which human can pull him away? There's no one that can make muqabala. They can go against Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So Allah has given us this life, my dear brothers, to make our akhirat. We are abna'u al-akhirah, we belong to akhirat. What Allah has kept in akhirat for the believers, Allahu Akbar. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned that Jannat is such a place. Jannat is such a place no eye has seen. No ear has heard about. وَلَا خَتْرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No one's even heart or mind has fathomed what Allah has kept in Jannat. Beyond our comprehension. But then to muhaddithin say, we've heard in ahadith, we have heard in the Quran, the descriptions of Jannah. جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ. That there will be rivers, there will be gardens, where there will be rivers flowing beneath them. وَنْهَارٌ مِن نَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ تَعْمُ. Then you will have rivers of milk that will never change. وَنْهَارٌ مِن خَمْرٍ. And rivers of wine, which will be so sweet to the person that drinks it. And rivers of honey. So we heard about it. Our Jannat, we have a bit of picture in the mind. But Hadith Sharif says that Jannat is such a place no person has heard, no person has thought about, no person has seen, but we have heard. We have heard about it, we think about it. Muhaddithin commentators say this Hadith refers to those Jannats which Allah has not described in Quran and Hadith to us. Hasn't described as yet. What we have heard already is so beautiful and so attractive. But there are such things Allah Ta'ala has kept which we haven't even heard about as yet. When it comes to the lives of the Jannatis, Allah has made, ulama explained that this world of dunya is mata'ul ghurur, is deception. We know a person renovating the house or building a home, that beyond and behind all the glitter and glamour and the tiles and everything else is just, what do you say, brick, cement. Cement comes on my clothes. I say I am dirty. You're painting the wall with the most beautiful and expensive paint. It comes on my garb. I say it missed me. It has missed my garment. Everything is just dolled up around us. But behind it we know the reality. Unattractive. We have to make it look attractive. Whereas Jannat, my dear brothers, is 100% genuine, not fake. Is that a deception? Different riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum what Jannat is about. And he says, one brick of gold, pure gold, not just one gold coin, but the bricks of gold and silver, and in between the cement of musk and saffron. They say the floor, the gravel will be of pearls and rubies. It won't be of tar, it won't be of cobblestone. It'll be genuine, real stuff that Allah Ta'ala has kept in Jannat. And then the clay will be of saffron. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the Jannatis the clothes to wear. That never will become old. It'll always be in fashion. It'll always be the latest trend. Over here in dunya we know the trend is changing all the time. One time when Jamaat came from India, one of the satis gave a bayan. And he says that in the old days, we cannot say the heydays, the good days. Those were the sinful days. Allah forgive us. Ulama say the old reels, destroy them and burn them. The old albums, burn them up. You don't need them. When you go in the qabr, we left behind our sins. It's going to haunt us in the qabr. He says in the old days, before I came into deen, the 60s and 70s, he says every time, every year, is a new group with certain type of fashion will start. Then the entire trend will change. He says from the bell bottoms, then came the very narrow bottoms, then came the corduroys, then came the safari suits. He said, every time the fashion changed, I had to change my wardrobe also. Every time it changed, I had to change, go shopping once again. He said, until the Jamaat caught me. And they took me in the path of Allah. He says, then I changed my wardrobe forever till maut now. Now I'm wearing the sunnah, I'm wearing my kafan. I'm ready to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who will give up something in this world in the name of Allah, Allah will give him the replacement in Jannat. And what Allah will give him, what clothes of Jannat, a person cannot imagine the trend, the style, the fashion that Allah will give him in Jannat. Whatever hairstyle he wants in Jannat, Allah will allow him. In this world, a person, we are obliged to keep a beard. In Jannat, Allah says, no beard for you. Youthful forever, always handsome. There'll be markets in Jannat. Here we have body parts that refers to caste pairs. There will be a souk and a market of body parts also. But for that person, he will go shopping on a Friday. Whether he wants his biceps or certain inch, or he wants triceps, or he wants a six pack, whatever it may be. Allah will say, all for you. Now you sacrifice in dunya the haram gyms and the music and intermingling. Now come marhaba into my gym. Now whatever you want, you will get it, it's for you. Whatever you sacrifice in my name, I will give you now in Jannat. Because I made you for Jannat. You are material of Jannat. Not of dunya. Dunya is accursed. And that too, you'll never be happy. Nobody's life in dunya is perfect. Nobody's life is perfect. No one is perfect. Nobody's life will be perfect. No couple is perfect. No one's children is perfect. That's for Jannat and Akhirat. Allah will give it there. With our naqais and shortcomings, then too we make an effort to reach Allah. Allah will say, for you is Jannat. The clothing of Jannah, beardless, no beards in Jannat. Allah will grant them such hair, they will have golden combs that will be produced and served to them. With combs of gold, now brush your hair. And then the food of Jannah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. When the guest will come, the first meal that we prepare for the guest is always the best meal. Or it should be the best meal. When the Jannati will enter into Jannah, Allah will lay out the dasturkhan, Jalla Jalaluhu. So to say, a person goes to a walima or a da'wat, and he enters and he sees a certain truck with a certain caterer. Already his stomach is grumbling. That we have a sumptuous meal for lunch today. Because the caterer is a top caterer, 5-star caterer. Qiyamah's day, who will be the caterer? Allahu Akbar. Who will be preparing the meals? Who will be serving it? They say the plates of gold and silver, genuine. Goblets of crystal. The drink of zanjabil, kafur. Different fragrances, different tastes. لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون. That they won't get a headache because of the wine. They won't get intoxicated. The enjoyment will just increase. They say the food of Jannah will be served for them, not because they're hungry. It will be just to taste and to enjoy. To taste and to enjoy. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that nuzul in the first meal of Jannah, Allah will turn dunya into bread. And Allah will serve it to them. Why? Dunya has all the ni'mas hidden within it, all the different foods and fruits that we have. Allah through His qudrat, how He will do it, He will turn it into bread. A Jewish rabbi was there. He said, oh Rasulullah, shall I tell you what will be the first food to be served also? They had it in the scriptures. He says, tell me. He said, it will be the enlarged part of the liver of fish. Nabi Ali Salaam began to smile and laugh. That even he knew that the first serving Allah will give them, what the taste will be, how it will be served. Allah in His Qudrat will call the Jannat His marhaba, sit down, partake of the meal. We had a long journey in this world, come and enjoy now. And then the golden couches of Jannat, the sofas, the couches, and how they will relax facing one another. No enmity, no hatred, no malice. Only smiling, laughing, enjoying. They be sharing wine, pure wine of Jannat. Like how people in this world, they go to the tavern. And how they enjoy themselves in the haram drink of this dunya. Allah will give it for the halal one in Jannat to enjoy ourselves. That entire scenario Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for those now that will connect themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The trees of Jannah, see the tree trunks will be made of solid gold. The branches will be such, it will take a horse rider 100 years, he will ride within the shade of one tree. Just one branch, he won't cover the shade of the tree. What Allah has made for the people of Jannah, when it comes to the youth, it comes to their food, it comes to their drink, then they will be given bracelets to wear. يَحَلُّونَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَابِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. They will be given bracelets. Well, am I explaining for the youth of this world, their beauty, decoration, their zenith is their beards. It's not chains and bracelets and rings. That's for the woman. Allah has made that for the woman. Gold, silver, silk for the woman. That youth or that man that will wear gold, silver and silk of this world, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam saying, Qiyamah and Jannah, he will be deprived of this. He will not get it. Sacrifice it here. The beauty of a man in this world is his beard. That Allah has kept his manlihood in that. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The carpets of Jannat of silk. The carpets, the cushions are green in color. How will you recline? The women of Jannah, the entire description you find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say, speaks so much about Jannah that the heart begins to yearn, Ya Allah, things are better than that side compared to here. It's better to be there than to be here. One youngster was asked one time, we know our young children at home, we have a special cupboard or a drawer in the house where we have all the goodies, the chocolates, the sweets. But the young boy is warned over and over again, don't put your hand in there. You have a restriction on you. You only get so much. The mother will tell him, you only can have so much in a day. One youngster was asked, after describing Jannat to him, would you prefer being in Jannat or being here? He said, I prefer it there. So I asked him why. He said, I can eat as much candy as I want to over there. How much chocolate and sweets I want to eat there, I can eat how much I want. Oh yeah, my mother says, I can't eat so much. So life is better there than over here. The youngster understands that. The Jannat is a better place. For us to understand that Jannat is a better place. But what is the key to the Jannat, my dear brothers? As we say, everything has a lock. The heart has a lock, which is dhikr of Allah. Iftahu al-Jannah as-salah. The key to the Jannat is a simple salah 5 times a day. If you don't have, don't build castles in your mind that I will get Jannat without salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the hadith. The key to the Jannat is your salah. If you want that Jannat with all the decoration and beauty and enjoyment and freedom, as much as you want to, your private beach, your private water spots, whatever you want to, never to get old. This is about the last Jannati. The last Jannati that will be in the fire of Jahannam. He will burn till he becomes black like coal. Then the kuffar that will be there, they will see him. And they will mock him, they will taunt him. That he used to say that you are Muslim. But where is your Allah now? He had in his heart the belief in the oneness of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, but the life of sin. So Jannat, to go to Jannat, we have to be purified. Purification process takes place in Jahannam. That is a punishment as a purifier for him now to be entitled to go to Jannat. Only clean people will be allowed to enter into Jannah. When they will taunt him and mock him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat will come into force and josh. That he believes in me after all. And here ulama explain, when we hear this ahadith, the last person in Jannah, Allah forgive me, we think somebody else. Is that me? I'm safe, I'm okay. I'm already advanced Jannati. I'm already Jannati, alhamdulillah. I got my namaz, I got my kurta, my topi, everybody else is gunegar. No, brothers, we have fear upon ourselves. A tabi'i met 30 sahaba radiyallahu anhum. He said, I found in every one of them, they had the fear of hypocrisy. Sahaba. And I'm afraid, ya Allah, I have iman, no iman. The last person, Allah's rahmat will come into force. Malaika, remove him from Jahannam. They will take him out. Absolutely tired. Absolutely tired. Burnt. Black like a coal. Even boiling water to drink, the thorns of Jannat, the burning of his skin. Now he'll be removed. Allah will say that dip him one time in Nahrul Hayat. Dip him one time into the river of life. He'll be dipped one time, he'll be removed. He'll be shining once again. And now you look ahead. Now you look ahead. Like a person in this world, has been traveling overseas, and now he's returning, and he's hoping now the customs, that just walk through green light. And when he sees past the green light, he doesn't look back. He mustn't call me back. He's gone through. He got through finally. He's not going to look back now. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him a beautiful piece of like an oasis, beautiful river, and the tree Allah ta'ala will make there, and he will see it. And you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Rabb, O my Allah, I am so tired in our language, Ya Allah, I am so tired. Ya Allah, give me a chance to go and rest a little bit. The journey behind was very long. So Allah will tell him, O Bani Adam, O son of Adam, I know you so well. In our words, now if I give you my finger, you'll take my hand. If I give you that, you'll ask for more. It is a qasam in the name of Allah, Allah, I won't ask you for anything else. Allah will transport him. He will relax. Nice fresh water. He's got his so-called island the shade of the tree, that what I went through, finally I can relax in my life. And then he will hear a sound behind him. He will turn around. He will see a more beautiful piece of ground. Even more beautiful than this one. A person now gets his dream flat, whether he be on the beachfront or somewhere. Finally I made it, I got it. But then he gets a da'wah to the penthouse on top. And then he sees the view from there. He says, I hope I get it on the top also. Although he got his dream flat, and when he gets to the top from there, he can see another spot further away, possibly of Klanga. He said, I need to get there now. He's never satisfied. Allah has made insan like this. Now you see the other piece of land. Say, oh my Allah. It looks so beautiful, so alluring. Allah, just transport me. Allah will say, oh Bani Adam, I knew you. If I give you a little bit, you'll ask for more. Say, wallahi, wallahi, tayy, qasam in your name. Allah won't ask you anything else. Allah will have mercy upon him. Allah will transport him. Everybody is in Jannah already. He's the last person. The entire scenario, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam opened to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Rawi, the narrator Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhum. Then he will be relaxing. Then he hears sound again and a third one. Same thing again. He'll ask Allah. Allah say, I know you. You'll never be happy enough. Nothing will fill your belly. Allah then will transport him. And then he will hear behind him something opening. When you look behind him, you'll find the door of Jannah opening. That is, the doors of Jannah for 40 years of Akhirat, he will stay only the design of the door of Jannah. People in this world have designer doors. And a person who has an eye for woodwork, how long now he'll touch the door, he'll look at it. Because he knows the value of this door. We can imagine the design on the doors of Jannah. The Jannati will look, Ya Allah, what door is this? Who designed it? Who made it? How beautiful. And when you will peep through, you will ask Allah, Ya Allah, look at this. It's full inside, there's no place. Allah will say, no. Those are all your servants and attendants waiting for you. All those are people that are waiting for you to make your istiqbal and to receive you. That is your reception. And so to say, it is mentioned when the doors will be flung open. And now finally he walks into Jannah. The stage will be already put up for him. The Jannati girls will be singing for him, Marhaba, Ahlan wa Sahlan. They have been waiting for you. Attendants to the right, to the left. His own butlers, Ghilmanun. He say, young boys, well guarded, pure, shining. They'll be serving him what you want. What can I serve you? What food will you have? A person in this world goes to a foreign country. He comes out from the airport and he sees one person standing with his name on the board, and he feels so important. The Allah will have an entire Jannah waiting for him. All his khadims and attendants. Allah will give him, they say, his plot in Jannah will be 10 times the size of the entire world. The lowest Jannati. Allah has given him that. And Allah will ask him, are you happy? Say, Allah, you're asking me, but I'm happy. I broke all your commands. Allah asks, are you happy? Can I give you anything more? Then he will reply, أَتَسْتَهَزِئُ بِي وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Oh my Allah, you are playing the joke with me, whereas you are رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this and began to smile. The Sahaba Ikram would see the inner part of his mouth. And then whatever for in Jannat. For that Jannat, my dear brothers, the key is in the masjid. It's nowhere else. The key to that Jannat, understand, believe, is nowhere else. It's only found in this and every masjid of the world. Our salah on time in the house of Allah. Allah has made it. Allah has made salah upon us 5 times a day compulsory. What does it mean? Allah will not come down from the heavens and call you, oh Yusuf bhai, come for salah. Oh Muhammad, come for salah. Allah will be the system. Allah has appointed the mu'adhin to call out to every single person that, yeah, Allah has a meeting with you. Person, now this is the wife will phone also, I'm in a meeting, I can't talk right now. Allah says, I also have a meeting with you. And this meeting with you, I made it farz upon you. That you have to come meet me because I want to meet you. And your meeting with me, I will pay you for it also. I will reward you for it. Ulama explained, when the muazzin calls out and a person shows indifference, doesn't have the fikr and concern for his salah also, it is as if to say to Allah, that, Ya Allah, I am busy right now, I don't have time for you. I don't have time for you. Ya Allah, when I get time, then I will come. Tell that to your boss. Tell that to your clients. You will have no clients. You will have no job. For years you are telling, oh Allah, ya Allah, I'm too busy for you, I don't have time. When I get time on a Friday, I will come. What Allah has kept for us, His bounties, His ni'mas, His rahmat, that if we're supposed to get maybe 5 years of our life, Allah has been deferred to 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and I'm still not making it. But I'm making it, but I'm still chasing it. I'm not just set in life as yet. That's when different riwayat is mentioned, isharatan, directly, indirectly. The person whose salah is correct, his entire life will be correct. And we are taught in tafsir, when Allah Ta'ala speaks about salah, He speaks about iqamatus salah, perfecting your namaz. This is reading salah. Allah wants salah perfect. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Nabi alayhi salatu salam says, perform salah as you see me performing salah. One is to perform the salah, to do the amal of deen, to do the action in deen, but do it in such a way that pleases Allah. I can do an action of deen, but my own style, my own way, not accepted. It has to be done in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get the full results. Ulama explain a person who is in salah, in namaz. Person who is in namaz, whatever his needs are out of namaz, Allah will take care of it. As long as you're in salah, you will never fail. There's no failure. You're standing in front of the one that has created you and knows your needs. I gave up my need, ya Allah, for this need which is greater than everything else. To put my head down on the floor. Because the solution to all my problems is 5 times salah, in the masjid, behind the imam. And to the best of my ability, with takbir-e-ula, the first takbir, in the first safa, nothing less. Ya Allah, I want it full. I want the full reward, the full benefit. And nothing less than that. This is sari'u, sabiqu. That the run, vai one another, the compete. That ya Allah, I want the front safa, I want the first safa, I want nothing less. Because the key is here. The key to Allah is jannat. He will give me jannat in this world also. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, the person who fears standing before Allah. And there's only 2 times in a person's life he stands before Allah. There's only 2 occasions a person stands before Allah. They say one is in dunya in salah. And the second standing will be before Allah on the day of qiyamah. And on the day of qiyamah, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The first thing to be taken into account by Allah on the day of qiyamah, as-salah will be the namaz. How was your namaz? There's only 2 standings before Allah. In salah in this world, if you stand here before Allah as Allah wants, qiyamah's day, inshallah, you're able to stand also. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi says, the person who has this fear of standing before Allah jalla jalaluhu, jannatan, for him is 2 jannats. Allah says for you is 2 jannats. Jannatun fi dunya bi huduril mawla. That Allah will give you a life in this world in the presence and consciousness of your Creator. We'll be living in the muhabbat of Allah. Right now, ulama say we don't know what it is to love Allah. The person hasn't learned to love Allah, then his love for his wife is not genuine. It's not genuine. If you don't know how to love the Creator of your wife, how do you show love to your wife and your children when you don't know how to love the Creator? That's why we get upset. We get temperamental. We get depressed. We love Allah, we understand this is a ni'mat of Allah. Ya Allah, I don't deserve this ni'mat. I don't deserve this bounty, O my Allah. If I have the love of Allah, now I know how to show love. To what extent I show my love to everyone. So he live in this world, in a jannati life, in the presence, in the recognition of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. When he's eating his food, he'll realize, ya Allah, it is your hand that is feeding me. Is that by chance that I'm being fed? Or this food came onto my dastarkhan? Ya Allah, it is from you. The sky is from you. This home is from you. The business is from you. Everything will be Allah in his life. We living a jannati life. And وَجَنَّةٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَى. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi says, one will be jannat in the akhirat when he'll meet his Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. When he will meet him finally. Ya Allah, you kept so much for me. And you gave me so much. The things I never asked for, that too you gave me. And what I asked for, that too you gave me. Now he will meet finally the one that gave him everything. That will be such a mulaqat, such a meeting with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. But for that meeting, to secure that meeting, peaceful, loving meeting, my dear brothers, the key to that is in the masjid. Is in our salah. If I will get my salah on track, a 5-10 daily salah, and nothing less. Then we'll see this world become a jannati life, akhirat will become jannati. And one important point, my past life, if I missed all those namazes, those are debts upon my head, which I've got to pay for physically, I've got to cover it up. I have to cover it up. We have debts, we cannot sleep. We have debts, we cannot sleep. The debts of Allah Jalla Jalalu we have. We broke fasts in our life, we were in school. We didn't keep a roza, sometimes we broke it in the month of Ramadan. The namazes we missed, namaz upon namaz. Ulama give an example, they say that you loan somebody 100,000 ren, a friend of yours, and he says, I'll pay you, I'll pay you, I'll pay you. Every time he comes to visit you, he brings one checkers packet of chocolates and feasts for the children. But he's just speaking about the loan. Would you bring in chocolates for the children? One day you get upset telling him, bye, leave the chocolates and the sweets, talk about the loan and the money. Or he says, what kind of person you are? I'm bringing in chocolates, you worry about the money. For Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, we're giving nafil sadaqah. We're contributing to masjid. We're contributing here. We're leading nafil namazes. We're doing nafil hajj. We're doing nafil umrahs. But the debt on my head I'm not talking about. You'll forget about all the chocolates and sweets by pay the loan. Allah says, where's the debt on your head that you owe to me? You're doing nafil. That's on his place. But where's the debt that you got to pay still? Those past namazes, my dear brothers, they say a person will leave it, should not be towards the end of the life, that the nuhusat evil effect of all those debts catch up with him now. Catch up with him now. Now he doesn't understand that the family, the children, have turned against me. Now they have no time for me. Allah gave me respite and good health to cover up all those disobediences. Those namazes I missed also, the salah I missed also at that moment, at those moments, I was in the disobedience of Allah and I have no fikr and concern to cover it up. I have to repay it. I cannot repay with cash. Physically I've got to start it. Even I said one namaz a day, the namazes I missed. A hafiz al-Quran starts hifz the first day. And Allah takes away from this world. Inshallah on the day of Qiyamah he will rise with the hufaz. Haji sahab is saving for Haji's grave for Haji, never made it. He passed away en route. Qiyamah's day be raised with the Hajis. Then Musalli that started his namaz at least. And I want the key to Jannah, the highest portion of Jannah. And he starts his qaza also, the Muslim namazes. There's hope inshallah he'll be raised with the Musallis on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will raise him. He started his journey at least. He started paying back to Allah. But is the debt over there and the bank balance is in zero or minus. How is a person, ulama say that we want to withdraw from the treasury of Allah, but we haven't done any deposit as yet? Say, I'm making dua, but nothing is happening. Because we're minus. But I want to do a withdrawal. I'm living an overdraft. But Allah is still giving. Allah is still giving, hoping that my slave now will begin to realize one day in his life, he has to come back to me and start paying me once again. Because he has to come back to me and the kitab, hisab will be open. Then the accountability will be taken. So we have our past namazes, our past rozas and fasts that we have broken. You start covering them up. How to cover them up? How do you calculate it? Go to ulama-i karam. If you can't calculate it, take the most amount, maximum. Maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years. When I became baligh, I can't remember when I became baligh. By default, we learn in Sharia, if a person now, a young boy before the age of 15, lunar years, according to the Islamic calendar, if he became baligh by seeing a wet dream, a girl by menstruation, then she's baligh. But if you can't remember when, then 15 lunar years. Now we usually count the solar years, January, February. So say 14 years, 6 months and 2 weeks. 14 years, 6 months and 2 weeks, a youngster reaches this age, according to Sharia, is already an adult. He's baligh. If my son is coming of age, I'm waiting for 15 still. But according to Sharia, he's already 14 years, 6 months and 2 weeks is baligh. Namaz is farz upon him. Zakat, if he has, it means farz upon him. So start calculating from there. Now so many years, take the maximum. And the easiest way, let me start all my Fajr namazes first. Let me cover up 10 years of my Fajr namazes, as much as I can do in a day. Without taking any notebook, any chart, the person will start first Rajab, first Sha'ban, whatever date, Islamic date I started. And every day I'm reading 5 Fajr namazes, 2 Fajr namazes. Started first of Rajab. Then he knows every day I'm reading 2. By next year, first of Rajab, I cover up 2 years Fajr namaz. Just keep a note when I started. I'm doing 5 a day. So in 1 year, I did 5 years, finished my Fajr, is done, alhamdulillah. Then start my Maghrib Salah. You got 2 rakats, 3 rakats over there. It's quick. It is, I started doing it now. I'm paying back the death to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is, Allah will open His treasury for me a little bit now. Allah is giving me, not dunya, but contentment what I have. I'm happy in the condition I'm living. Because already I'm securing my key to my Jannah. That is the place to go. So all this preparation, my dear brothers, for the month of Ramadan, is at least from now I start my namaz. They say we cannot start it in the month of Ramadan. To get into momentum, you've got to start it now. Preparation now to even paint a wall, we know, you can't just put the paint on it. We got to now remove the old paint first. Put the primer, scrape the wall, put the primer, first coat, second coat, third coat, then the wall is looking beautiful. Before the month of Ramadan, we have time already. Start scraping the heart now, all these things, and start calculating. The zakat I must, the fast I must, how do I cover it up? The namazes I must, how do I cover it up? And from today I won't miss any namaz, salah or jamaat in the masjid. That at least we take in our life. Ulama say, one weak spot point in my life, I make that the jihad of my life. Ya Allah, this I will work upon now till my mouth. I will try, I will slip, I will fall, but I will get up again. One person went for a sheikh, to a sheikh, and he says, Hazrat, my namaz is very weak. Please give me a taweez. He says, by namaz is the taweez. You can't get taweez for taweez. Namaz is the taweez. There's no other way. But be honest with Allah. We all have difficulty for Fajr namaz to make it for salah or jamaat. But at least we can sit. They say a person now, if the alarm goes on in the shop, then he'll wake up very quickly. But he says the alarm for namaz, he can't hear. So I tell the person, they set the house alarm then. For that time. At least it'll go on, you'll have to wake up and come for salah. But know what I'm missing out for the day. I miss my Fajr salah for the day. Nabi Ali salatu salam, after Fajr salah, goes to Fatima radiallahu anha. She's asleep, she's lying down. She read the salah. With his foot, he wakes up. Oh Fatima, get up. Oh Fatima, don't sleep after Fajr salah. This is the time when Allah is distributing sustenance to His creation. Don't miss your share. Don't miss your share. Now's the time to take it. So set our alarms, 5 alarms, 10 alarms, put it, somebody pick me up, somebody phone me. And Masihullah Khan sahab, you say, rahmatullah alayhi, say, be honest with Allah. Before you sleep, make a short dua. At least talk to Allah. You say, be honest with Allah and say to Allah, oh my Allah, I'm absolutely lazy. Ya Allah, I love my sleep. I love my bed. I love my room. I love my aircon. Ya Allah, I do want to get up for Fajr namaz. I have no intention. Say, be honest to Allah. Ya Allah, I don't want to get up. But Ya Allah, you get me up. Ya Allah, you get me up. Say, talk to Ya Allah. See, the time will come in your life, leave Fajr Salah, Allah will get you up for Tahajjud Namaz. Because you're talking to Allah now. You make the intention for your life. Ya Allah, this, I get my Namaz right in my life will come right. You see, this, start talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start making talim in the house. Start reading about Namaz. And the third thing, you see, speak, give da'wat for Salah. Your friends. Even though now I'm lazy in my salah, but let's go for namaz. We're in school, let's go for namaz. The boys might say, you're becoming a Sufi sahab, very holy now. But we have to read it anyway. At least are talking about it. One person went to an alim of Zainul Abidin, rahmatullah. Hazrat, asr namaz is so difficult to close the shop, it's almost impossible. I can't close that time, it's a roaring business that time. I can hear the azan from my shop, but I just can't close. It's very simple. From tomorrow onwards now, just before asr salah, what you do, tell your staff to stand by the door. Go to all the neighbor's shops that are Muslim. Tell them, by just be namaz. Just a namaz time. Close up. Or send them an SMS at least. Or send them a WhatsApp. That namaz time changed today. So ensure you don't miss your salah. So even shop to shop. And he reminded them that just be asar namaz. Even back to his dukan, shop, he sat down. And azan is going. Those people felt ashamed. They closed their shops. They're passing his shop. And they're looking at him and giving him eyes. But you told us, you're still sitting in your shop. He said, do it for three days. By the third day already he closed his shop. Just giving da'wat of namaz. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ Allah Ta'ala says, command your family with namaz. From that time the child is small. Read namaz, read namaz, read namaz. Allah will give you, Allah will give you. The child is small, can't understand. You come back home also, ask the wife, children, you read namaz. Say, wa'mur ahlaka bis salah. Allah Ta'ala says, tartib in Quran. They command your family with salah, and then you be punctual upon salah. What I say? What do we say? That no, I can't tell them if I'm not doing it. Quran is the other way. The sequence is different. Tell them first. By the barakat and blessings of telling them, you will do it. Those innocent children will tell you, Abba, you saying about namaz, but you're sleeping still. Asar namaz, you must on Saturday. But you're telling us about salah. You say the biggest sheikh in the house will be the wife. You're shouting about namaz yourself, you missed it. Then the salah will come into the life. Allah Ta'ala says, command them with salah, you also be punctual. And the blessing of that, la nas'aluka rizqa. Allah says, we don't ask you for sustenance. Nahnu rizquk. We will give you sustenance. By doing this in the house only, commanding them with namaz, being punctual, Allah says, we will provide for you. We will provide for you. And when the time is right, we will give it to you also. So my dear brothers, the least we can do from now on is make the intention in my heart. Ya Allah, if I want the jannat, I want the jannat. Allah has kept the key to that paradise, the jannat, the food, the hoors, the damsels, the rivers, the water spots, the crowns, the first serving from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the trees, the fruits of jannat, the key to that is here. Whether it be my fajr to my isha, that I will exert myself, once the azan goes, I'll switch off everything, now I run to my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We'll all try, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين ومن كريم رحم الله. Oh my Allah, forgive us all our sins, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the sins of the past, oh my Allah. The sins that we have done knowingly, unknowingly, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, the sins of the eyes, oh my Allah. The sins of our hearts, our minds, our ears, our tongues, our hands, our feet, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all these beautiful bounties you have given us, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we've used all these bounties against you, against your commands, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are Khabir, you are all informed, oh my Allah. You are Al-Basir, ya Allah. You see everything, oh my Allah. And then to my Allah, you turned a blind eye so to see, my Allah. Then to give us so many bounties and ni'mats, my Allah. Ya Allah, how many commands you have broken, how many sunnats you have abandoned, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, then to you brought us to your home, O my Allah, your pure home, Ya Allah. When your rahmat is pouring down, my Allah, your mercies, Ya Allah, you're smiling upon this gathering, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you're turning our bad deeds into good deeds, O my Allah. You're forgiving all our sins, O my Allah. You're speaking about us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are undeserving, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. But then to your akramul akrameen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you give every one of us bighayri istihqaq wala minna. Ya Allah, you give us without being us deserving, O my Allah. Without asking, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, O my Allah, to the barakat of the month of Rajab and Sha'ban and Ramadan, O my Allah. Turn the condition of our hearts, O my Allah. Turn our hearts towards you, O my Allah. O my Allah, Ya Allah, grant us your mahabbat, your love. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, such a love for you, oh my Allah, such commitment to you, oh my Allah, such loyalty to you, oh my Allah, that nothing can break our taqwa, our relationship with you, oh my Allah. No sin, no guna, no temptation, no dunya, oh my Allah, can turn us away from you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know we are very weak, oh my Allah. Our iman is very weak, oh my Allah. Our amal are very weak, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in every aspect we are weak, oh my Allah, we are fuqara. Ya Allah, we are poor ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are vagabonds, O my Allah. We are beggars, O my Allah. We are registered beggars, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Qawi, O my Allah. You are Qadir, O my Allah. You are all powerful, O my Allah. Ya Allah, through your Qudrat, Ya Allah. Through your power, through your might, O my Allah. Pull us towards you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, even though we don't want to, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. We have so many sins in our lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have so many temptations, Ya Allah. So many bad habits, O my Allah. We don't know how to get out of it, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Just your beautiful name, Allah. Ya Allah, is greater and more powerful, O my Allah, than any nafs, any shaitan, any sin, any habit, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to the barakah of your dhikr, to salah, O my Allah. Remove us from all these sins, all these temptations, O my Allah. Give us a pure life, a beautiful life of jannat in this world, in the qabr, in akhirat. Ya Allah, grant us, O my Allah. Grant our parents, O my Allah. Ya grant our grandparents, O my Allah. Grant our spouses, Ya Allah. Grant our families, our children, Ya Allah. Our progenies, O my Allah. Our neighbors, our friends, our musallis, our students, our muta'alliqeen, O my Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, grant us your muhabbat, your love, the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. All those that have passed on, O my Allah. And they have gone to the qabr, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them, O my Allah. Raise them, O my Allah. Be kind to them, O my Allah. Be that our parents, O my Allah. Be that our uncles, our aunts, O my Allah. Be that our grandparents, our great grandparents, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are living in the barakat of their du'as, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, reward them the best of reward, O my Allah. Forgive them, overlook them, O my Allah. Prepare for them a great jannat, O my Allah. It's beautiful and keep them happy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of jannat upon them, O my Allah. Give them sukoon and chain. Ya Allah, keep us in this world with afiyat. Ya Allah, keep us, our parents, our children, our progenies, our families, O my Allah. Save us from all type of haram, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Haram avenues, menus, places, activities, O my Allah. Keep us in halal. Keep us in your home, in the masjid, O my Allah, and your obedience, O my Allah. Even though we don't want to, O my Allah, then do you pull us towards you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. For our homes with muhabbat, with love, with understanding, Ya Allah. All those young boys and girls of marriageable age, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the parents are parishan and worried about them, O my Allah, from your treasure, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you send to them suitable spouses, O my Allah. There will be assistance upon them in deen, O my Allah. That will grant them the best of dunya, qabr and akhirat, O my Allah. All those in qarz and debts, O my Allah. Remove them, O my Allah, from your qudrat, from your treasure supply, and give them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from haram banks and activities and riba and usury, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a pure and halal and clean life, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we have qaza, namazes and rozas and zakat, whatever it may be, O my Allah. Give us the strength from today, O my Allah, to cover everything up, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to sit down, Ya Allah, to put pen to page, O my Allah. I said, counting, O my Allah, what we owe you, O my Allah. How many days in our life, Ya Allah, we forgot about you, we didn't think about you. We were so bold, O my Allah, to challenge you, O my Allah, to break your command. O Ya Allah, we are sorry, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive us, forgive our parents, our children, our spouses, our families, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a new lease life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, life of deen. Ya Allah, enjoyment in deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, teach us how to enjoy yourself within deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, everything of dunya and everything is haram, Ya Allah. Make it look bitter and sour to us, O my Allah. There's no enjoyment in it, O my Allah. Give us the pleasure of salah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Amongst our awliya and our friends, Haji Imdadullah would say, O my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, even Allah will send all the people to Jannah, and Allah will turn to me and ask me, O Imdadullah, what do you want? Ya Allah, I will say to you, O my Allah, grant me, give me one musalla in the corner of your arsh, O my Allah, to read my salah before you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of salah, O my Allah. The sweetness of taking your name, O my Allah. The sweetness of tahajjud, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open the haramain sharifin, O my Allah. O my Allah, open Madina Sharif for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, show us the Kaaba Sharif, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the heart yearns to don the haram once again, O my Allah. All those that haven't been, Ya Allah, take them over and over again, O my Allah. Take us over and over again to Harami Sharifin. O my Allah, to send in the Haram of Makkah Mukarram. And to listen to Quran, Ya Allah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we feel your love, we feel your muhabbat, O my Allah. All those that haven't made Hajj, O my Allah, open the Hajj for them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take us all over and over again, Ya Allah. Give us place in Baqi, O my Allah. Give us place in Mu'alla, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take us in a condition to be happy with us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, make our mouth easy for us, O my Allah. Qabr, make it easy for us, O my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, don't shame us, O my Allah. Ya conceal our sins, O my Allah. Take our hisab kitab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in a closed room, O my Allah, that nobody can see our sins, O my Allah. Ya make Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam happy, O my Allah. Save us from adab jahannam, adab qabr. Give us jannat al-firdaus of reckoning, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. We thank you for all your ni'mas and the bounties you have given us. Ya Allah, without being deserving, O my Allah, you give us iman, O my Allah. We believe in you, O my Allah. You made us ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, the food you have given us, the homes you have given us, the cars, the vehicles, the masjids, Ya Allah, the Darul Ulum, the Ulama Ikram, the kind people around us, O my Allah, all that be kind to us, Ya Allah, be kind to them, O my Allah. You have shown ihsan upon us, Ya Allah, you be ihsan upon them, O my Allah, in this world, in the qabr and akhirat. O my Allah, keep us in your bounties, O my Allah, take us in your bounties, O my Allah, whatever parishani in the world, in every corner of the world, the Muslims are parishan and restless, and Ya Allah, they in pain, O my Allah, remove the suffering, remove the sorrow.